Well, no face mask needed this season, right?
I hope not. I'm praying nobody elbows in my nose this season.
How was it playing with that mask? You were playing with it for a pretty long time last year.
It was different. I mean, by the time I got used to it, it was ready for it to come off. So it is different. I wouldn't want to do that again, though.
Well, last season you were really a leader for the team, definitely, though, more of a quieter guy from, you know, what I've seen at least. So how natural does it feel to be a leader?
I don't know. I guess it just comes with being here for 4 years. So, I mean, I seen Ant do it. I seen Mike do it. I seen Sean O'Brien do it. So after they left, it was like, it's kind of my turn to step up.
What would you describe your leadership style as?
I'm just a person that I would just pull you aside and talk to you. I'm not going to always yell at you. Different people, you could talk to people different ways. So it's like, I know how to talk to my teammates, really.
Last season, your field goal percentage went up a bunch. I think it was like 390 to 460 or something. That's 70-point difference. How did you get it to go up that much?
Well, I took more shots than I did the year before. I took easier shots, and I worked on my game more, so that was a big part of it.
So you'd say that's pretty sustainable, right?
Yeah.
I don't want this going to your head, but, you know, when I watch you, I see kind of a combination of Lou Alding and LeBron James. So, like I said, I don't want it to go to your head too much. But, you know, with the hard-nosed defense, the ability to really defend almost anybody, and then the way you drive to the basket too, is there anybody that you specifically tried to model your game after?
No, I just watch a bunch of shooting guards in the league. I just watch, like, Jimmy Butler, Deion Waiters, Victor Oladipo. I just watch those type of guys.
Last season, you averaged almost 35 minutes a game. I mean, that takes a lot of stamina. Where does it all come from you last season? And then, if need be, are you prepared for another season like that?
I'm always ready to play the game. I like being on the court, so it doesn't really faze me when I'm out there playing that many minutes. I got used to it by, like, January, so.
Teague's return, how big is it?
Very big. He was a defensive presence that we needed, a shot blocker at the rim. That's what we were missing.
Kentucky, Buffalo, Nevada, all tournament teams that are in your non-conference schedule. Who are you most excited to play and why?
All of them. All of them, really. Like, it gives you a chance just to, like, you're on a big stage now, so you get to show what you really can do.
Nevada especially, since they played Loyola in the tournament on their way to the Final Four, is that going to be like a measuring stick for you guys to see, like, before you get in Valley play, where you are?
I don't know, actually. I really don't know. But it'll just be a good game for us. It'll let us know where we're at. We hope we're tough enough to play against them, so we'll be fine.
Besides Valley Championship, what are some individual goals that you have for yourself this season?
Probably make All-Valley team, Defensive Player of the Year. That's really it. I just want to win. Just win games, really.
Well, I know Teak is also looking at Defensive Player of the Year, so I guess you guys are going to be competing each other.
Sorry, Teak, but I'm going to get that.
Well, thanks so much, Sean. Best of luck to you this season. We'll all be rooting for you.
Thank you.